Talking now about venomous animals, Australia has a reputation as a country with wildlife that is out to get you. The reputation comes from our possessing some of the most venomous snakes, spiders, and other animals that should be treated as dangerous. Despite the danger, though, statistics show that not many people actually get bitten or are in a huge amount of danger from them. I'm joined by Ronelle Wellington from the Australian Venom Research Unit to discuss our perceived dangerous wildlife. Thank you for joining me this morning.
Hey, Sam. Thank you very much for having me on your program.
Absolutely. And how many people actually end up hospitalized as a result of being bitten or stung in Australia?
So at the Australian Venom Research Unit, my goal was really to have a look at what's happening from a national perspective. We see so much on the media. It's all a bit scary. So I said, well, let's have a look at what's happening. So I summarised national records, hospitalisations, together with mortality records from 2000 to 2013. And it comes down, over the 13 years, there was about 42,000 entries or hospitalisations, which sounds a lot. But dividing that by 12, who could do that in their head? it ends up not that many in the grand scheme of things.
And this is definitely something that would suffer a lot from anecdotal exaggeration because it would be a kind of story you would hear, magnified with, terrifying animals. But, how likely are we to die from a sting or a bite?
Yeah, well, there's a publication I'll just put out in The Conversation. And we did sort of a little bit of number crunching, looking at how many is a proportion of the population. And, come back to the hospitalizations, probably about 1 in 10,000 are hospitalized. But overall, so across the 13 years, we found 64 people died from an envenoming event. Just over half of these were from bees, wasps, ticks and ants, if you group those together, not from the venom itself, but more from anaphylaxis, or where people have quite a very rapid reaction to the venom, not the venom itself. So 27 died over the 13-year period from bees or wasps, together with 5 mixed in, which is ants, a couple of tick anaphylaxis, compared to, for example, snakes. Across the same time, there was 27 deaths from snakes as well. So it was really interesting to see that it's the insects leading the way.
And how is this different from maybe earlier ages? If we go back maybe 50 or 100 years, would people be dying a lot more from venomous animals? Or is it a change in treatment or attitude? Or is it just stayed pretty constant?
That is a brilliant question. There's been such an improvement in treatment and access to healthcare. It's affordable. It's cheap. You can get to it quickly. Compared to, there's a lot more diagnostics now as well. So I started from 2000 because there is some statistics from the 1800s, early 1900s, right through the 1950s and 60s. Whereas for snake bite, for example, they have diagnostic kits now, snake venom detection kits, where they can detect venom to identify the snake and things like that. So to look at the contemporary version versus people who died, it's hard to annotate. However, there was a study done back in 1980, and it's about the same numbers. However, our Australian population has increased.
Yeah. And so, people overseas generally know Australia as the land of the Sydney Opera House, Uluru, and also poisonous or venomous animals, rather. How has our reputation as this country of deadly creatures evolved, and how true is it really?
Look, I think there's a real distinction between what is venomous and what is dangerous. There is no doubt we have some very highly venomous animals, as does America and Africa and India. But I guess is it a bit of an awareness of prevention and first aid? That is, perhaps people are making different choices. They have opportunities to move away from venomous animals like snakes. Compared to India, you have a huge mortality of, for example, snake bite, but they are also struggling with adequate treatment, access to high care, emergency care, and access to hospitals. So I think if you're looking at venomous animals, yes, we have a lot of venomous animals. Are they deadly? They're not killing people in the numbers that you would imagine.
And I know from my own run-in with a redback spider in the shed behind the house that it can be pretty scary. But what should you do if you actually do end up getting bitten?
I think first up is have a look at some websites. AVRU has a good first aid website, but also talk to St. John's Ambulance or any of those first aid providers. Find out, get your first aid kit ready. I mean, I know it's something St. John's and those first aid providers are always promoting is prevention, but if it, an incident does occur, an injury, when it comes to your venomous spiders and snakes, have your bandage with you. Have a bandage in your first aid kit. Know what pressure mobilisation is. If it comes to anaphylaxis, there are a lot of really good websites, so anaphylaxis and allergy websites. There's a Better Health .gov websites. I don't know off the top of my head. Have a look. So if you know you are allergic or you know someone who is allergic, just to be aware of what you can do in the case of an incident. And if you do have allergies, let people around you know.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning to speak about it. It's very interesting.
Hey, cheers.